Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, February 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. In the past, prenuptial agreements were most common among young adults from wealthy families or couples entering second or third marriages. But attitudes toward money and marriage have changed, and many millennials, people born between 1980 and the early 2000s, are embracing the prenup.
Some of these millennials got used to their parents' divorce. They grew up in divorced homes, and they know how it can turn out, and they don't want to have to deal with that.
Coming up, we'll go through the personal finance issues and a few surprising other issues that are increasingly covered by prenups with our contributor, Cheryl Winokur-Monk. That's after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
When it comes to tradition, millennials have shown a propensity to be, well, untraditional. And that applies to prenups, which many married couples sign to head off potential money disputes later on. Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk has been looking into the financial and non-financial issues that millennials include when they dot their I's and cross their T's. And she's here to talk about it. Cheryl, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So most people probably think of a prenup as something that only wealthy people would consider. Is that still the case?
No, it's not. My research actually found that a lot of younger people, millennials in particular, are doing this even if they don't have a lot of money. And the idea is that maybe one day they will. And they're thinking of themselves more as financial roommates than they are as a couple making a life together financially.
Interesting. Financial roommates. So what's the reason for this change in thinking?
There's a couple reasons for it. Number one, some of these millennials are used to got used to their parents' divorce. They grew up in divorced homes, and they know how it can turn out, and they don't want to have to deal with that. There are also a lot of societal realities that just weren't present years ago. People are getting married later. They may have a career, and they may just be concerned about the high divorce rates and not really just wanting to share it in the event there is a divorce.
That's a big change in social attitudes. You know, prenups used to be almost taboo.
It's true. They're just not anymore. It's just, but divorce itself used to be taboo, right? And it's just not. It's a changing societal reality, what good or bad. And in this case, it really does protect people. And one of the attorneys I was speaking to is saying that it's kind of like you're crafting your divorce before it happens. But to some extent, that's a protection, right? It's not saying you are going to get divorced, but if something does happen, this is the way we want it to be.
You know, a lot of other aspects of our lives have changed as well over the years. How are these societal shifts showing up in prenups themselves?
So one of the ways that we're seeing prenups change is the idea that couples are getting married later in life, and they may decide to have children later. So even if they're getting married earlier, they're having children later. Sometimes there's fertility issues or potential fertility issues that they're concerned about. So they're including in their prenuptial agreements provisions for directions for dealing with genetic material in the event of divorce. Another issue that when you're getting married later, maybe you have pets. And in the event of a divorce, you want to make sure that those pets are taken care of. And, you know, I'm a pet owner myself, so I kind of understand there's a lot of issues involved. And, you know, there's a his and hers. You become really attached to the pets. And you want to make sure that pets, just like children, there's provisions for them in the event of a divorce.
And, of course, the big issues covered by prenups tend to have to do with money. But younger generations often don't have significant assets or holdings to protect when they get married.
Well, it's tricky sometimes with younger people because it's hard to know what you're going to be making in 30, 40 years down the road. You know, if you're doing a prenup in a second marriage, well, you kind of know what the financials are already. But if you're 20 years old and getting married, who knows what's going to be in 15, 20 years. So the trick, according to the attorneys I spoke to, is to really be as flexible as you can. Let's say the couple decides to divorce within the first 5 years of marriage. No one would pay alimony, for example, in that case. But if the marriage lasts, say, 5 to 10 years, maybe that higher earning spouse would pay 20% of the difference in their incomes as alimony, or for a period of time, maybe equal to half their years of marriage. There might be a sunset provision. So say after 25 years, there's no alimony. People have to be careful if they're giving up the idea of alimony completely at the beginning, because you just never know. Like, what if you're going to, you know, be a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad even? You don't want to box yourself in to make problems for yourself later on.
And, you know, it also seems like this generation has a different view of money than previous generations.
People today have a lot more student debt than generations before. And they're also coming into marriages with significant credit card debt sometimes. And it's only normal for a spouse without that debt to not want to cover another spouse in the event of a divorce. So an advisor I spoke to was talking about a wife who came into the marriage with, I think it was $75,000 of debt. And they put a provision into their prenup that any monies, the marital monies that had been used to pay off this money would be reimbursed in the event of a divorce.
And you know, Cheryl, millennials are the first generation to grow up online. How has that affected the sorts of things that show up in prenups?
People are afraid that their spouse or ex-spouse is going to say really nasty things about them or their children in an online medium. And so prenups, you can potentially address that problem in a prenup. I mean, some lawyers aren't so in favor of it, but there are ways that you could be very general and say, you know, you can't disseminate without prior written or electronic consent information that would harm or disparage the other party. I mean, that's just general language. It's not legalese, but that's the general gist. So, and it would depend on the lawyer drafting it, et cetera.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk. Cheryl, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.